Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio. It's a Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
I'd be sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. 5th Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock! That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Warning, this is our last live broadcast day of the week. Tomorrow, Thanksgiving, and Friday will be best of shows. So if you need to seek therapy over this, I would do that today. Because your therapist probably is not working Thanksgiving. I don't know what their hours are, but I'm just guessing. I'm going to seek some therapy today, too. So you won't be alone. We'll be together in all of this. Here's the guesting. And remember, I had to smash a lot of it into these days because of our absence the next 2 days. Brett Ciancia, who joins us Wednesdays right out of break number one, will join us today. Pick six previews. Blake Ruffino, typical on Wednesdays. He's always with us. Top of hour two. Kevin Hagan, usually on Fridays, moves to today, second break, hour number two, and Chris Landry out of the second break, hour number three, LandryFootball.com. That is today's guesting layout. That is the guesting agenda for this Wednesday, which is the eve of Thanksgiving. Absolutely looking forward to it. Going to have a fun show. 615-844-5600. That is the F&M Bank hotline. On Twitter, at Bill is King. If you do want to email the show, BillIsKing7@gmail.com. And what else do we have? Facebook, Bill King, Bill is King, or The Bill King Show is how you can get us on Facebook. Yeah, I enjoy this time of year, the holidays and everything. They're fun. They're fun. I really do. I also regret them a little bit because that means the college football, which is easily the best regular season in any sport on any planet. If you take all the other moons and stars, not just the planet Earth, and you take, if they're playing sports on those other planets, their regular season is not better than college football. You know how you always hear, hey, Earth, if another planet ever decided to, their intelligence invade Earth, they're so much smarter than we are, we would stand no chance. You know how the trust the science crowd always says that? Yeah, we would be so outmatched. Their regular season, wherever they are, is not better than ours in college football. That's a big lie. That's a big lie they're telling you. And ours goes so fast that we don't even know what's going on. We're spinning with the axis of the Earth, except we go faster because our regular season is so crazy and so fast. It is. It is. I regret that. I mean, think about it. We sit here in May, June, April, July, whatever it is, and we all think in our minds about the college football season coming up. Our favorite pastime is college football. It's not baseball and the slow, boring grind of baseball. When I had kids playing, I went to all the games and loved it, but the slow, boring grind of baseball. The thinking man sport, Bill. You're sitting on the beach and you're thinking about your Dodgers. No, I am not. I'm sitting on the beach and I'm thinking about the college football season coming up. That's my favorite pastime. And love every minute of it. Some sad news. Some very sad news. Cecil Hurt of the Tuscaloosa News, and I mean 40-plus years with the Tuscaloosa News, passed away. That happened on Tuesday. Many of you either know Cecil or you know of him. Either one. He was a true gentleman. He covered from, and I believe he started late Bear Bryant years. I think he was in on the Bear Bryant years, some of the late years, all the way to now. He covered a ton of Alabama stuff. Football, some really good basketball teams too. Some really good baseball teams, whatever it might be. I don't know if there's a journalist more connected to covering Alabama over a long stretch than Cecil Hurt. Now, I may not know who covered back in the 50s and the 60s and most of the 70s. I may not know that group. But as far as I'm aware, nobody is more connected to the Alabama scene, the University of Alabama sports scene, than Cecil Hurt. And a true gentleman. An objective, true gentleman who covered it, saw it, has historic perspective of it. And again, if you ever met him, a sincere, very nice guy. Passed away. He had pneumonia. It was not COVID, from what I understand. He had pneumonia, had been in the hospital for a while. A couple of weeks ago, I was told he was doing better and recovering. And apparently, that was temporary, unfortunately. And I had known Cecil, boy, for so many years. Now, I have not talked to him in a while. I had not talked to him in a while and kind of lost track of him. You know, in life, you go your way and other people go their ways, and sometimes you lose track of people, and that kind of happened to me and Cecil. But I had known him for so long, had so many good conversations with him, had him on the show I don't know how many times through the years, and that is very sad news that Cecil Hurt has passed away. I saw Kevin Hagan will be with us later next hour talking about it on Twitter. I saw so many of you folks commenting on it on Twitter, and truly a nice guy. Even Nick Saban mentioned Cecil's illness in one of his recent press conferences. Yeah, even Nick. You know, Nick's not Mr. Journalism guy, right? That's not his area where he cheerleads, right? But Nick even commented on the professionalism of the incredible Cecil Hurt. Tom in Myrtle Beach. Bill, sorry to hear about the loss of colleague Cecil Hurt. My condolences and prayers for his family. God bless and go Bucks, he said. Julia down in Atlanta. Rest in peace, Cecil Hurt. Only reason I ever listened to Feinbaum was to hear Cecil on Mondays. It's a loss to Bama Nation. That is true. Alan in Tampa. Bill, I've got a fire in the fireplace here in Florida. What the bleep is going on? Happy Thanksgiving to you and all the listeners. Shannon in South Bend. Bill, 8 weeks ago, who would have thought that the Florida-Florida State game would have both teams at 5-6? And a bowl game for the team that wins it. Hard to realize there are no teams in the state of Florida in the top 25, Bill. Just wow, that's true. That's shameful. Alan, you ought to disown your state. Alan, Jim and Jupiter, Perry Mason, Dr. Jeff down there, all you folks. Joe in Boca, all you folks, Emerald Coast, disown that state. That's not possible. I heard back from Music City Todd. Now, this is simply an idea. I emailed Todd, or texted, texted Todd yesterday. I said, just a random question. If we did the February signing day idea, what would be the chances that rooms would gobble us up again, like they just did for our December foray? And he said, Bill, and by the way, signing day is the 2nd this year of February. Now, again, the signing day that used to be the biggest one now is not the biggest one, but there still is that opportunity if you didn't sign in December to sign in the February window. And the Wednesday, the first Wednesday in Feb is the 2nd. So my idea would be everybody arrive the 1st, we have the party up in the suite, and then on the 2nd we do the show for 5 hours from Bar Lines. We do all the things we did in the past. He said, Bill, here's the idea. It'd be better if everybody arrived on signing day, the 2nd, which would be Wednesday, have the party up in the suite, and then have the show on Thursday, because it really doesn't matter what day it is, right? He said, if you do that, then we'll have lots of rooms and your suite will be available. No chance of any group taking those dates, Bill. Now, that's an idea. I'll keep throwing that out there today. Tell me if that would work for you. I'm not going to commit to anything, folks, until we have a good consensus. So arrive on Wednesday the 2nd. Check in the Omni. And then on the 3rd, which would be Thursday, we do the 5-hour show. Just tell me if that works. Brett Ciancia coming up. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Trying to finish up this crash up against the wall. 40 westbound at Spence Lane. It's got traffic a little bit extra slow over here in Donaldson. Everybody's just looking at it as they drive by. That's 40 westbound up against the wall there at Spence Lane over here near the airport. Lots of radar out here this morning. Give yourself plenty of extra time. Gatlinburg Wine Cellar, home of the world famous cotton candy wine. Check out all their flavors at GatlinburgWineCellar.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Don't let the stress of cooking during the holidays put a damper on your festivities. Let Kitchen Notes at the Omni Nashville Hotel take that worry off your plate. Start with a biscuit basket, then it's on to roasted Joyce Farms turkey or sorghum glazed ham. And more sides than you can handle. Finish up with a petite pie trio and your holiday worries are handled. Well, at least the cooking part. There are 3 seating times available and children under 5 eat free. Reserve your Thanksgiving brunch table at opentable.com. Thanksgiving brunch from Kitchen Notes at the Omni Nashville Hotel.
For those of you over 40 years old, I want to talk to you about Soul-T. It's been proven to help lower cholesterol, lower blood pressure, and encourage overall health. If you're lucky enough not to have heart disease, keep it that way. Start taking Soul-T today as a preventative. And right now, listeners to the show, save 25% when you go to soulT.com/radio to get started.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time. Time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
What in the hell's an internet?
Nashville Sports Radio has been covering Music City for over 20 years. From your radio dial to the App Store, there's no reason you should be without Nashville Sports Radio. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Nash Sports Radio. We would have a TikTok account, but we're old and we don't know what that is. From live games to live streaming, at Nash Sports Radio has you covered. Download the Nashville Sports app to your phone now. Or the puppy gets it.
Music City Todd approved. The Bill King Show.
With us Wednesdays on the eve of Thanksgiving. A lot of rivalry games coming up. Brett, let's start with news up close to you and Penn State with a new 10-year deal for James Franklin. How's that being received?
Yeah, I'd say it's mixed emotions up here from the Penn Staters that I've been talking to. You know, it was kind of a distraction about a month ago during the season back in October. Penn State was really heating up their season. They were ranked in the top five, but the headlines were all about James Franklin interviewing out at USC. Behind the scenes, we didn't know if they were confirmed or not. A lot of rumors, just a big distraction for the team. So the assumption was that he was gone. And then to see this big headline, the 10-year deal, the huge money extension, kind of shocked the fans. So, you know, and like I said, mixed emotions because the positive of it is they've recruited really well under James Franklin, better than Penn State normally would given the geography of it. But that hasn't converted into as many Big Ten titles or playoff spots as they'd have liked. So, and then also another thing is after Joe Moorhead left, that was their big Big Ten run back in 2016. After Moorhead moved on, they haven't been back since. So there's questions about him as a staff builder. Or as a play caller and such. So I'd say it's mixed, but definitely a shock.
Your thoughts on the selection committee's recent release, and let me just tell the audience, Brett, I'm not lying. I am not saying this for the show. While you were just talking, I pulled that list up for the first time. I had not even seen it. Go ahead, your thoughts.
Yeah, not too much to worry about the committee's rankings this week. You know, and we use the phrase a lot, but it'll play itself out. You essentially have two quarterfinals this week. You have Ohio State, Michigan. The winner wins the Big Ten East, and what we think would beat Wisconsin and basically make the playoff. So that's one. And then Oklahoma versus Oklahoma State in Bedlam. The winner has a direct route into the playoff, we think. So it's just a year where there's not an overwhelming amount of caliber teams that would usually make the playoffs. So not many undefeated teams or one loss. So, you know, the pool is starting to thin. And, you know, the headliner also is Cincinnati at 4. So right now they're in, you know, on the bracket there at number 4. The question is, will they be jumped by the Big 12 winner with one loss? I think they would, but then, of course, you have Georgia-Bama maybe knocking out Bama. So a lot to play out. I'm fine with it this week. You know, their problem with the Michigan-Michigan State dilemma, that's gone now, given the blowout in Columbus last Saturday. So not too much to worry about right now with that.
The thinking was Notre Dame would be number 6, which they are. Give us your view on their chances.
Yeah, Notre Dame, when you break down their resume, nothing really pops out. I mean, they beat Wisconsin. That's a solid win that Wisconsin's in the rankings. But from there, a lot of their usual teams that they play are having down seasons. And that really isn't Notre Dame's fault, but that's just the reality of it, where, you know, they usually stack the schedule there with the USC and Stanford, the California teams. You know, and then in case you see USC, they fired their coach in September. Stanford's 3 wins right now. And then their ACC group of teams they played, it's a down year for the conference. It's not Notre Dame's fault, but that's just the reality. Teams like Virginia Tech, they went through a coaching change. You know, Toledo, teams like this, you know. So they started the season kind of slow with a lot of one-score wins, giving them credit for winning. Now they've really rounded into form. I don't want to overlook that. They're playing great football right now. I think just everyone's first assumption and perception of them was that they were barely surviving back in September. A solid team, but I think that if they end up making the playoff, it would be more by default. It'd be kind of they backed into it rather than going for a big gauntlet of big wins. And that's not, again, it's not their fault. It's just how their schedule unfolded. They also don't have that conference title piece that everyone else is going to be playing for on the first Saturday of December. So that comes into it too. But it's a year, like I said, there's just not enough quality playoff caliber teams. So they might just find themselves in that bracket again.
West Coast Sooner asks, Brett, your thoughts on Oklahoma State getting in. Now, obviously, they've got to win Bedlam, which Gundy, as good as he's been at his alma mater, does not win Bedlam very often. But let's just say they win this game. You think they're in?
Yeah, I really like Oklahoma State. And this is a team that kind of caught my eye about a month ago. Similar to Notre Dame, start the season, Oklahoma State barely surviving. They beat an FCS team by 7. I think Tulsa was one score. A lot of close wins. They were surviving. Now that the dust has settled, to be there with one loss, they're very well in the playoff picture. In the last month or so, they're playing great football. I mean, my game grader formula, they've moved all the way up into the top 4. They're blowing out teams. The yardage differential is impressive. But it's kind of the anti-Oklahoma State. It's the anti-Gundy. And what used to be kind of an air raid, high-scoring, high-paced offense that would win 65-62, kind of the opposite now. It's a lockdown defense under Jim Knowles, the longtime Duke coordinator. He pieced together a great unit again. Defense first. It's a power run game, ball control. You know, it's kind of like Iowa in the Big 12, a better form of Iowa. So I'm really impressed with them. I think they beat Oklahoma tomorrow. On Saturday, and that would give them a rematch with Baylor in the Big 12 title game. I think they win as well and head to the playoffs. So right now, I would for them as a playoff bid.
He is 2-13 as the head coach in Bedlam. It's been very difficult. Here's another item, and very sad. Gundy this week said that when Oklahoma assumes their SEC partnership, so to speak, he does not think that game will get played anymore. How about that?
Yeah, that'd be a shame for college football. I mean, look, we talked about this back in the summer. Me and you, I think we're on the same page where we understand the money of the game, and we understand that's what's driving this, the TV contracts and the money. But it is a shame to be with all these in-state rivals, these regional rivals, the regionality of the sport, which makes it unique to any other. So this is the latest cause of it. I mean, with Oklahoma, Texas moving on, you break all the little Big 8 rivalries that Oklahoma had. You lose some of those Southwest Conference rivalries that Texas had. Yeah, they get Arkansas and A&M back, but some of the collateral damage is you're losing Bedlam, one of the best in-state games out there. So, yeah, it's a shame. And I don't think that that's Gundy being, you know, being a rival or being some kind of trying to inflate something. I think it's just the numbers of it. I mean, you have 12 games. usually nine of them are in a conference. It's just tough to have that as an annual game. We'll see what happens, but it would be a shame. And you're right about Gundy coaching it conservatively. I mean, there's times where they're the underdog, they get blown out. There's times when they're the favorite and they get blown out in the series. So, but the good news for him is a conservative play calling is kind of how they go this year. That's kind of the style. So he's right into the strength this year. I think the year they break through. You've seen Oklahoma barely surviving week to week, and I think the Cowboys get it done.
Brett Cianci of Pick 6 Previews with us. Ohio State and Michigan in the Big House on Saturday. What kind of shot do you give the Maize and Blue?
Well, they certainly have a shot. They have a better shot than Michigan State. I know that doesn't say much, but on paper heading into this one, I mean, Michigan, they're the top five of a lot of my metrics I use to predict games. You know, the yardage differential, scoring margins, the per-play numbers, you know, the explosive plays on defense. They do a really nice job. There's a lot to like. So I think they're a more complete team than Michigan State. I can say that now that Michigan State got their second loss and not get beat for it. But no, I mean, it's going to be strength on strength when Ohio State has the ball. It's that great Ohio State offensive line. You know, it features three All-American candidates up front going up against the top two pass rushers in the conference, the top two sack getters, you know, with Ajabo and Hutchinson on defensive end of Michigan. So that's a strength on strength right there. You know, we talked about Michigan's running back duo there of Corum and Haskins going up against an Ohio State defense that's been hot and cold. They started the season, they were ran all over by Oregon and Minnesota, but they've rounded into form now. So I still pick Ohio State. I pick them with that 7 or 8 points, but it should be a competitive ball game.
Alabama and Auburn, your thoughts?
I think Alabama rolls here. Now, Auburn without their quarterback, without Bo Nix. I'm not sure if he's still out for this week, but you saw they were a shell of their team that we were used to being last week, losing to South Carolina. That's an ugly loss. My congrats to Shane Beamer, but I thought Auburn should have been winning that game, that caliber of game. So I think Alabama gets it done. They also have playoff aspirations and SEC West, SEC title aspirations, while Auburn is kind of stuck there. So I think Alabama rolls there.
Brett Cianci of Pick 6 Previews. We were talking yesterday on the show with Brad Powers. The Egg Bowl, Ole Miss, Mississippi State, might be the best game of this last regular season weekend.
Yeah, it's going to be very intriguing. When both these coaches were hired a couple cycles ago, we had two unique personalities coming into the SEC West, into the state of Mississippi, but really two outlier offenses coming in. So to see them now, you know, hitting a stride as offense is going to be great to watch. You have a Heisman caliber quarterback at Ole Miss with Matt Corral. Over Mississippi State, they're putting up a ton of points in yardage with Will Rogers as their quarterback and a stable of receivers. So, yeah, I'm really intrigued to see this one. It's Thursday night. Most of the country talks about their NFL games on Thursday. You know, all of us, the Bill King Show listeners, we're ready for that Egg Bowl. We're looking forward to 8 o'clock, not the noon or the 4. So excited for that. But yeah, and also I've been doing this on Twitter since 2012. You know, Steve Powell, the close personal one. The Egg Bowl is right up there. I mean, it's really, to me, it's BYU, Utah, Carolina, Clemson, and then the Egg Bowl in terms of the most passionate, bitter fan bases going back at each other all year. I mean, this is a 365-day rivalry, so I'm excited to see it in action.
Brett, what are your plans for Thanksgiving, juggling all the games, et cetera?
Yeah, well, Thursday we have at my parents' place. They host every year. It's 26 people coming in, so we got a record here. As you can imagine, it's quite the production of turkeys and pies being made. So we'll all be helping out, all hands on deck on Wednesday and Thursday. By the time the weekend rolls around, it's leftovers. It's the greatest Saturday of the year, in my opinion, Rivalry Saturday. You have conference titles falling into place and playoff outlook, but more so just the in-state rivals, the crosstown rivals. A lot of them are cross-conference now, but excited for this day, the Rival Saturday. But And want to give a shout-out to all the listeners and you, Bill, and Patton, for having me on the season. I'm very thankful for that. Hope you guys have a great holiday and you know, get to either meet you at this commitment or the one next year. I know that's up in the air, but looking forward to connecting with everyone in person as well as email and DM. It's been a great year and very thankful for that.
See you next week, sir. Appreciate it very much.
See you, Bill.
There he is, Brett Ciancia, with us every Wednesday. Top of the hour, Blake Ruffino. We'll get down to Louisiana. We'll check on the coaching search that's going on. So James Franklin's really not going to Southern Cal. I'm shocked. I'm just so shocked. James Franklin had his name floated for, and I don't know if it was legitimately, but various jobs out there. James is a self-promoter that's got a PhD in it. And I'm not saying this necessarily to be critical. I'm just saying James understands the world of leverage. Now, some of you may not get it and say, well, why would Penn State even let him leverage them? What's he getting done there? Well, he has won the Big Ten. Now, that was about 5 years ago, but he's won the Big Ten. So it's not like he's done nothing, but they've kind of, by Penn State historic standards, often underachieved under James. I think that would be a fair assessment. I do. But he has a new 10-year deal and lots more money and all the good stuff. I don't blame him. I mean, look, it's always about the money, so I don't blame him at all. Anybody shocked that he got this brand new deal at his dream job? Got to remember, just to reiterate, Penn State is his dream job. He's working his dream job. Happily. I don't know if I expected that. I'd be lying if I expected news about a 10-year or more money and all that. I'm a little surprised there. Let me repeat. I'm going to repeat this quite a few times today on the show. Heard back from Todd. I sent him a message yesterday. What are the chances? Because Todd floated, what if we did the February signing day? Because we used to do that one. Now, it wasn't commitments, but we used to go to Bar Lines and do our show. We've done several of those during the, and that was when the early period was not the main one. But what if we did a get together, a commitment revolving that date, February 2nd. That's the first Wednesday in Feb. That's when the new, or not the new, but the next signing period starts. He said, Bill, if we arrive on the 2nd Wednesday, have the big get together up in the suite that night, and then Thursday, the 3rd, do the show from Bar Lines and do all the things we've done in the past. He says there's not a chance that gets overridden. So I'm just getting your thoughts on that. Yeah, what's your thinking on that? All right, we'll get the break. Blake Ruffino, top of the hour, Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Still trying to clear up a couple of wrecks up in the Jolton area on White's Creek Pike. It's had traffic a little bit slower than normal. They just finished this wreck that was up against the wall forever, it seemed like, 40 westbound at Spence Lane over in Donaldson as that traffic volume increases now on I-40 coming through Hickman County, Dixon County. Give yourself extra time. Lots of radar. Ripley's Aquarium, Sleep of the Sharks Family Edition, December 26th. Log on today, Ripley's Aquarium of the Smokies.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Woods Equipment Company in Nashville would like to take this opportunity to salute all of our young men and women serving in our armed forces. To those who risk their lives daily to keep us free, we say thank you. A strong, safe community starts with the concern and involvement of its people. This important message was brought to you by Woods Equipment Company, located at 600 Davidson Street in Nashville. Give them a call today at 615-256-5639.
That's Woods Equipment Company.
Hi, I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference before, during, and after disasters such as hurricanes, tornadoes, floods, or wildfires. So when disaster strikes, you want to be prepared to protect them. Be sure to microchip or tag your pets. Never leave them behind in a major crisis, and be sure to have an emergency kit ready in your home at all times with a pet crate or carrier, leash, blanket, ID, and medications, their water bowl, and 7 to 10 days worth of food. To find out how to protect your entire family during a disaster and help our best friends in their worst times, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Hey guys, it's Turner from Rounder Wine and Spirits. We're a family-owned liquor store that has been serving the Nashville community for 22 years. Located at 2635 8th Avenue South, we have an extensive selection of wine, tequila, craft beer, gin, bourbon, and more. Our staff has over 40 years combined experience, and with more than 10 different hand-selected barrels of bourbon and rye whiskey, we have one of the best selections in town. Come visit us on Wednesdays for wine tastings and 10% off wine all day. Follow us on Instagram at RadnerLiquor615 to see all of our favorite bottles, seasonal cocktail recipes, and any other specials the store has run. That's Rounder Wine and Spirits.
It's a Bill King Show.
Getting to the sodium pentothal time, which would be the games, because there's nothing that replaces the games. You can practice all you want. The truth serum is the game. Practice is very important to sharpen your craft, but it's not where you get graded. You get your report card from the stats in the ballgame.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
If it happens anywhere in college sports, the Bill King Show will be there to bring you the facts.
Top of the hour, Blake Ruffino down in Louisiana. We also have our good friend Kevin Hagan, who will talk Alabama with us. Usually he's Friday, but again, we're having to move everything into these 2 days, Tuesday and Wednesday, to get it all in. And later, hour three, Mr. Chris Landry, the brilliant football mind of Chris Landry, LandryFootball.com. That is the guesting lineup today. Coach Marshall says, Bill, James Franklin told Vanderbilt fans he's leaving for his dream job. I believe him. Yeah, I believe that part. Penn State has been, remains his dream job. The only way he leaves there, as I have opined, is if he thinks he needs to get out. If he thinks that it's getting toxic and he'd better get out before something bad happens. That's the only way he leaves. Or if he starts losing and they have to fire him. And as we just saw, apparently they don't think they're anywhere near that. Al Equipa Bob, welcome in.
Morning, Bill. First off, happy Thanksgiving to everyone. I hope you all have a very safe and happy Thanksgiving and eat a lot of turkey and sleep it off on Friday. Hey, Bill, you know, commitments, whenever you have it, I'll try to be there. You know, whatever you think is best, you know. But
thank you.
Hey, a couple of things real quick. We talked about Cincinnati and Notre Dame yesterday, and the committee has them ranked 4th and 6th with Michigan at 5. So, you know, Bill, it looks looking better and better, especially if Oklahoma and Oklahoma State split, you know. So, but as you know, Bill, the reason I'm calling is about James Franklin's contract. I don't know that it's being received all that well up here. I don't understand it. This guy, he's 13-11 his last 2 1/3 years. He's 7-16, about to go 7-17 against Michigan, Michigan State, Ohio State. 2-13 against top 10 teams. And for those that truly watch football to watch football and not just follow the ball, every game, I'm telling you, every game, this guy steals momentum from his team. He flips the field on his own team, all by himself. He gets out-coached every game. He's not detail-oriented. He's lost four games this year on 18 points. And considering what he shows on game day, it's very – I don't have to be at practice to know that this guy's not detail-oriented, Bill. The game management's pathetic. It's pathetic. And his lack of development with younger players – and I'm going to give you a good example. He puts out a makeshift offensive line on Saturday, and they run the ball. The two tackles he puts out there – ran the ball better than Penn State's starting two tackles all season. But he won't play them. He won't play them, Bill. And Sandy Barber wrecked Cal. And I was really worried about major damage to Penn State's athletic department when she came, because when she was at Cal Berkeley, she handcuffed their athletic department with improvements that she made, she tried to make, and the fundraising fell short. So now, Penn State, Bill, the university gives the athletic department $0. It's all from the football program. The football program supports all the other 30 sports that Penn State participates in. So if you kill the football program, Bill, you've killed athletics at Penn State. And I was so glad she was leaving next year. I thought she can't possibly do major damage. And the same thing with the trustees. I have no idea what these guys are thinking. But, Bill, Franklin's buyout, if I'm reading this right, is $8.5 million a year. Now, if he leaves on his own, the buyout is scaled down in the fifth year to only $1 million. But you're going to owe this guy $85 million. Bill, we're not talking about Lincoln Riley. We're not talking about Nick Saban. We're talking about Manny Diaz. We're talking about Justin Fuentes. And we're talking about 500 football at Penn State. And you give this guy a 10-year contract.
By the way, Bob, you got a cold or something there. Your voice is... Your voice isn't what it used to be.
Yeah, I've been struggling with a bad cold. I caught it over the weekend, Bill.
Now, are you back up in Pittsburgh?
Nope. I'm still down here, Bill.
Oh, okay, good. I was going to say, maybe that got you. Maybe the cold got you up there.
No. It wasn't the cold. It's been a little chilly here in the mornings, but I went to an event, and I was near a couple people that had a cold, and I managed to catch it. So anyway, sir. Bill, I need someone to explain this to me. And would you do me a favor, when Chris Landry comes on, would you ask him if this is the biggest con job in the history of college sports?
I will do this.
Mediocre coach, a 10-year contract.
I will do it. Appreciate it.
That's all I got.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, Bill. Sir. Appreciate the call. Aliquippa Bob, but his new location, well, wouldn't say new. He's been down there a while. The Tampa St. Pete area. Josh in London, Ohio. Bill, personally, I find it hilarious that Penn State is perfectly happy with being mediocre. Hashtag we are losers. Josh, easy, man. You're supposed to be thankful today. Not me. Blake Ruffino, top of the hour, coming up. Kevin Hagan, also coming up, hour number two. Chris Landry, hour number three. Omni Nashville Hotel. We'll be right back.
good morning. Still trying to clear up a couple of wrecks up in the Jolton area on White's Creek Pike. It's had traffic a little bit slower than normal. They just finished this wreck that was up against the wall forever, it seemed like. 40 westbound at Spence Lane over in Donaldson as that traffic volume increases now on I-40 coming through Hickman County, Dixon County. Give yourself extra time. Lots of radar. Ripley's Aquarium, Sleep with the Sharks Family Edition, December 26th. Log on today, Ripley's Aquarium of the Smokies.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
This is Brent Musburger's Action Update for WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
Heads up, sports bettors. Right now you can try VSIN All Access free for 30 days with no credit card required. Visit vsin.com/freemonth to sign up now.
Rivalry week, the final weekend of the regular season. Tennessee hosting Vanderbilt Saturday afternoon. Volunteers need a win to secure a winning season. They're a huge favorite as the Commodores getting 31 on the road, 62.5 total. NBA tonight, the Grizzlies hosting the Raptors. Memphis a three-point home favorite. The over-under 221.5. Three Thanksgiving Day games in the NFL. The Chicago Bears taking on the Detroit Lions. In Detroit, the Bears -3.5 on the road, over-under 41.5. Cowboys -7.5 at home against the Raiders, 50.5 total. And in primetime tomorrow, the Saints getting 5.5 in the Superdome against the visiting Bills, the over-under 46. For VSIN.com, I'm Trey Westerberg, Nashville Sports Radio.
Hayes Nissan of Rivergate is not the only choice when it comes to buying, selling, or trading your vehicle, but it is the best choice. Located at 1550 Gallatin Pike North in Madison, Hayes Nissan of Rivergate has been serving the Middle Tennessee community for over three decades. That gives you confidence that Hayes Nissan of Rivergate can find the perfect vehicle for your lifestyle and your budget, and their friendly and knowledgeable staff will make sure you are in the right hands. If you're feeling rugged, check out their brand new Titans, or you might be feeling sporty and want to check out the all-new Maximus. And don't forget about their award-winning parts, service, and body shop. They have everything you need to get you back on the road. Go visit them on the web at nissanofrivergate.com, where they are open 24/7 or in person at 1550 Gallatin Pike North in Madison. Or if you want to give them a call, it's easy at 615-865-7220. Again, that number is 615-865-7220. That's Hayes Nissan of Rivergate, where your dollar always goes farther.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning: sunny with a high today of 60. Chance of showers tonight with a low of 43. And showers likely tomorrow for Thanksgiving Day with a high of 54. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Johnny Cottle.
Sports Radio WNSR.
The best college football talk on the planet, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel. The Bill King Show.
Julia down in Atlanta. She goes by the name of Julia Farnese, French Bulldog. Now, that's on Twitter. Says, Bill, I'm a dog, but my dad wanted me to wish you, your family, and all the five stars that will be at your house a happy Thanksgiving. He's traveling, and I have to go into storage. Nice. I don't know. Is that what they say, storage? That doesn't sound real nice. Josh. Bill, I am thankful. I'm thankful that James Franklin is not Ohio State's coach. That's what I'm thankful about, Bill. Tom Myrtle Beach. Bill, I know it's Ishigan. See, one of the ploys Buckeye fans use is they take the M off. Bill, I know it's Ishigan. You know how Michigan fans and other fans that don't like Ohio State, they call them Ohio? For example, they would say, yeah, we've got the game this weekend. It's Ohio versus Michigan. That's supposed to be a slight, too. Tom Myrtle Beach. Bill, I know it's Ishigan week, but tell Josh to put down the sativa and smoke some indica until Saturday. Dude is fired up since Monday's phone call. Go Buckeyes. Now, I forget. Josh was teaching us a few days back the two different strains of the devil's lettuce are sativa and indica. One is actually really mellow, and the other one kind of lights you up, get you fired up, metaphorically speaking. And I forget which is which. Yeah, I don't know the different strains, man. Paragon SC up in New York City. Man, Bill, you know Penn State fans are not pleased when Aliquippa Bob is not happy with the Franklin extension. He's a pretty good barometer for their fan base. Yeah, and that's why I asked Brett Cianci. He's up in Pennsylvania, too, and I wanted to get his feeling for it because I'm sure he gets a pulse reading daily on that. It's a little bit of a head-scratcher. Frankly. So James, who is the master of getting his name floated for whatever, there could be an opening at Roller Coaster U. And James would say, hey, I think we need to float my name. Hey, Jimmy. I think we need to float my name up there. That's a good job of it. I tell you, James Franklin, and I try and tell you, if I know these coaches, I try and tell you about them. I've told you, Dan Mullen, for example, I've told you about Dan Mullen. I told you about Dan Mullen before he got to Florida. And I'm not saying this to just be the host that's bashing people. That is not my intent here. I have told you from the beginning that Dan Mullen, behind the scenes, is not the guy that you often see, maybe not recently, but you often see on mic, and he's charming, and he's witty, and he's got a smile. That is not his real persona. Dan Mullen is not a real behind-the-scenes likable guy. Now, to say that, I also want to make sure you understand, for most of his career, Dan Mullen's been a good coach. I know the thing fell into the abyss this year at Florida, but Dan Mullen's overall resume as a head coach is very good. What he did at Mississippi State was stellar. And he won the SEC division, the Eastern Division, a year ago. And played Alabama better than anybody else. Now, I don't know how many points you get for that, but you get something for it. So I don't want to be the guy sitting here just bashing the coach as if not only is he kind of a jerk, but he also sucks as a coach. Dan Mullen does not suck as a coach. The Florida thing did not go well. That's documented. We all understand that. But his overall resume is good. I'm just telling you, he's not a likable guy. I would talk to Mississippi State people, and they would say, this guy, I mean, he is not well-liked here. Now, he is well-liked for his winning, but just as a dude, he's not a real likable guy. I've told you about that. Now to James Franklin. James Franklin, when he wants to charm you, he can do it. James Franklin is a charming guy most of the time. He's also a high-intensity, highly emotional guy. He's both. He possesses both characteristics. James Franklin, when he's out selling, you melt in his hands. James Franklin could knock on your door in your neighborhood and say, today I'm selling Gideon Bibles and vacuum cleaners, and you need both. And you'd buy. Usually you wouldn't buy those, right? From somebody just knocking on your door, a stranger. James Franklin knocks on your door and says, Gideon Bibles, vacuum cleaners, and I'll give you the Flowbee attachment if you purchase this. You'd say, okay, how much? Very charming guy. Anyways, hour number two. Pretty good analogy there. I'm proud of myself there. Hour two coming up, and Blake Ruffino. After Blake, Kevin Hagan. Chris Landry, hour three. Omni Nashville Hotel.